Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Hello, respected viewers. George from Ireland. Well, what will be gladsome tidings to many, many people should be saying rejoice thrice, that it is that Jean-Marie Le Pen has been called to his reward. Now, to his admirers, he was the defender of the common man in France. To many people, he was a neo-Nazi. He was a foul-mouthed racist firebrand. So Jean-Marie Le Pen has died at the age of 96. He's born in Brittany, but I don't think he was actually ethnically Breton. So Brittany, that a peninsula in Western France, and his family had lived there for many generations. So he came from a family of sailors. His father was a sailor, and his father was died when his boat hit a German mine in 1942. And Jean-Marie Le Pen, he said he'd attempted to join the resistance during the German occupation, but was turned down, and his mother gave him a firm slap for that one. So he was academically precocious. Had he joined the resistance, might have been attracted to communism, because the resistance commander he approached was a communist at the time. So after the Second World War, he read law at the University of Paris. And then he got involved in Action Française, this monarchist group. Now, by the late 1940s, the idea of restoring the monarchy was lunatic fringe. And which one? The Bourbons, the Orleanists, or the Bonapartes? Anyway, so it was is really never going to happen. All right, so he was involved in some affrays. A bit surprising that he managed to qualify as a lawyer. You think he might have been refused qualification on the basis of his criminal record. So he joined the French Foreign Legion. It was unusual for a Frenchman to join La Légion. That was mostly for foreigners. And then he was sent to Indochina, it's now Vietnam. It was just after Dien Bien Phu. So France was withdrawing. I don't think he ever saw action. He did serve in Suez, but again, after the fighting was over, he was in Algeria in the 1950s. Remember, that was a French colony, but legally it was incorporated into France. So La Front Libération Nationale was fighting for Algerian independence. The French military, some of whom were Algerians, were fighting to retain control of Algeria. Ultimately, it was a losing battle for France. But I mean, wars are by definition violent. But this one was particularly vicious, with a lot of torture of FLN fighters, a lot of civilians killed on both sides. So that may somewhat brutalized him. He went back to France. He got involved in politics. The Poujadist group, as they were colloquially known, which supposedly appealed to smallholders, to shopkeepers, to artisans, those who felt déclassé, who disliked the French franc, the currency cost of being devalued and things like that, and were very anti-communist. He actually put his eye out putting up a tent, but he liked to give people the impression that he'd lost in a fight. Anyway, he abominated Charles de Gaulle when de Gaulle recognized reality, that this Algerian war was unwinnable at any kind of price that France was willing to pay. So though he'd wanted offer to fight against German rule and the Vichy Viste, by the 1960s he said that there must be absolution for those who served the Vichy regime under Marshal Pétain. It's about this time that significant non-white immigration to France started. The early 60s, some Arkis, as in pro-French, Algerians came. Some of the Vietnamese had come. Some French people were racist to these Algerians, though they put their lives on their line for France. And those who stayed behind were butchered, which shows just how horrific anti-colonialism is, that so often is barbaric. So then he made some highly contentious statement saying, that General de Gaulle was not braver than Henri-Philippe Pétain. It was much easier to resist in London than resist in France. Well, that's indubitably true. I mean, where were you in greater danger of the Germans? De Gaulle was a national hero for many, was president at the time. Le Pen had briefly been in the French National Assembly, is in the lower house of their parliament. Well, in 1972, he founded Le Front National. That was his political party. He stood for the presidency, and he got a negligible share of the vote. Well, later on, he couldn't even get himself nominated to stand for election. So he began to fulminate against immigration, that they were ruining things. So really, he was an anti-immigrant, immigration demagogue. A lot of that was frank racism, often saying that they are ruining the economy. And there was stagnation in the 1970s because of the oil crisis. So, some of his rhetoric resonated with a certain segment of the population. He got elected to the European Parliament, though he was a firm Eurosceptic. And then he stood for, from 1974, he stood for the presidency, like every time except 1981. And he started to get a significant share of the vote. So for many on the left, he just really was a hate figure. They monstered him and said he was just an out and out race baiter. And then very contentious in the 1980s, he said that he doesn't know whether gas chambers were really used in the Holocaust. He wasn't denying that they were used. He just wasn't sure. He said it was a mere detail of history. He was later convicted in a French court for denying the Holocaust. Well, he actually had denied it, but he maybe diminished it. Now, I don't think there should be any criminalization of people for diminution of anything, for statements, no matter how contentious, unless it's like incitement to violence or racial hatred. I don't think that clears the bar to be incitement of racial hatred. Now, gas chambers indubitably existed, were used against Jewish people, against others by the Third Reich in the Second World War. No question about that. Roughly 6 million Jews murdered, some of them gassed, some of them shot, some of them killed indirectly by malnutrition, overwork, exposure, subjected to insanitary conditions, and so on. But a war in which 60 million people were killed, how many were killed through gas chambers? Was it the hundreds of thousands? Was it more like 2 million? Now, arguably, that is a detail, just arguably, because of all those who were killed in the Second World War, was it 1% were killed through gas chambers? That's terrible. I mean, how many were killed by hand grenades? I don't know. The thing is, the gas chambers were almost exclusively used against civilians. They were used in a non-combat situation. Even they were used against military personnel. But he was certainly pandering to anti-Semitic sentiment. So he wanted to deport all non-white French people and strip them of their citizenship and so on. So he was rebarbative. But he did soften his rhetoric in the noughties and said that some non-whites could be accepted. He wasn't so much against ethnic minority whites, like the lots of French Italians and French Spanish people. Those who moved from neighboring countries, he felt that there could be absorption of them. He also castigated the Catholic Church, which you might find counterintuitive. But in 2002, he stood for the presidency. He got 17% of the first round, coming second. And the one who was serving prime minister at the time, Lionel Jospin, was a socialist. He was slightly behind, so was eliminated. So therefore, it was the sitting president, Jacques Chirac, went head to head against Le Pen in the second round. Remember, this two-round system. If nobody clears the 50% bar in the first round, then the top two candidates go through the second round and all the lower ranked candidates are eliminated to ensure the eventual winners got over 50% of the vote. So anyway, he got 18% in the second round, so it's scarcely gone up. And that's why Jacques Chirac got 82%. Many leftists reviled Chirac and symbolically cleansed themselves having voted for him, but said absolutely had to stop Le Pen. And there were some communists who said, well, Chirac is as bad as Le Pen. If Le Pen wins, it'll just at least expose how bad the establishment is. But he started to stall. His age was counting against him. He was against deeper integration into the European Union. But Nicolas Sarkozy, who was a mainstream right winger, he was frank about stealing some of Le Pen's clothes and winning over people who'd previously voted for Le Pen, a strategy which won him the election. But anyway, in 2011, Jean-Marie Le Pen, he stood down from office, and his daughter Marine Le Pen, a lawyer like himself, she took over and led the party to new heights, tried to rebrand it, moderated its image, welcomed non-white people into the party in a significant way, and redubbed it Rassemblement, as in like assembly. For a while, it was so Rassemblement National, and so on. So Le Pen was married twice. He had three daughters, and another one of his daughters was also involved. So yeah, and his granddaughter was also involved in politics. So he said a lot of very distasteful things. Anyway, he will not be missed. He made all sorts of ghastly statements about Muslims and so on. So that's him. Well, you know, I'm very glad he's gone. He had a negative impact on French politics. Now, I don't disagree with absolutely everything. You can want to withdraw from the European Union whilst rejecting his racist agenda, as I do. So fortunately, his style of politics has been banished, and it just doesn't belong to this era. Well, good riddance. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.